Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello, welcome back to the Through the Bible in a Year series of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today is number 101, day 101. And our reading today is from Deuteronomy chapters 31 and 32. We'll do a brief overview, do the reading, and then come back for a couple thoughts and meditations as we always do. In Deuteronomy 31, it begins to wrap up the chapter of Moses' leadership in Israel. We're getting close to his time as leader ending. And he begins to the process of transferring leadership over to Joshua. We're going to start reading the book of Joshua here in a couple days. And he encourages Joshua in the presence of all Israel. He, you know, affirms that Joshua is going to lead the people in the promised land. And he assures Joshua of God's continual presence with him. And Moses writes a song to serve as a reminder to the Israelites of their covenant with God. And then Deuteronomy 32 presents the Song of Moses, a poetic recounting of Israel's journey, God's faithfulness, and a prophecy about Israel's future rebellion against God. Unfortunately, it serves both as a warning and a call to remembrance, highlights God's justice, righteousness, and the inevitability of his judgment against sin. And we are, we'll go ahead and go to our reading now. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 1 says, Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. He said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no more go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua will go over before you as the Lord has spoken. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, the king of the Amorites, and to their land. When he destroyed them, the Lord will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or scared of them, for the Lord your God himself is who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. The Lord himself is who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Booths, when all Israel has come to appear before the Lord your God, in the place where he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in the hearing. Assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones, and the foreigners who are within your gates, that they may hear, learn, fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. The Lord said to Moses, behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tent of meeting that I may commission him. Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. The Lord appeared in the tent in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the tent's door. The Lord said to Moses, behold, you shall sleep with your fathers. This people will rise up and play the prostitute after the strange gods of the land where they go to be amongst them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come on them, so that they will say in that day, haven't these evils come on us because our God is not amongst us? I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they have done, and that they have turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may witness for me, the children of Israel. For when I brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, flowing with milk and honey, and they have eaten and filled themselves and grown fat, that they will turn to other gods and serve them and despise me and break my covenant. It will happen when many evils and troubles have come on them that this song will testify for them as a witness. for it will not be forgotten out of the mouths of their descendants, for I know their ways and what they are doing today before I brought them into the land which I promised them. So Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. He commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them. I will be with you." When Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, Moses commanded the Levites who bore the ark of the Lord's covenant, saying, "Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the Lord your God's covenant, that it may be there for a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you today, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn away from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will happen to you in the latter days, because you will do that which is evil in the Lord's sight, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands." Moses spoke in the ears of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were finished. Chapter 32. Give ear, you heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine will drop as the rain. My speech will condense as the dew, as the misty rain on the tender grass, as the showers on the herb. For I will proclaim the Lord's name, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. As a God of faithfulness who does no wrong, just and right is he. They have dwelt corruptly with him. They are not his children because of their defect. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Is this the way you repay the Lord, foolish and unwise people? Isn't he your father who has brought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the children of men, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He surrounded him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle that stirs up her nest, that flutters over her young. He spread abroad his wings. He took them. He bore them on his feathers. The Lord alone led them. There was no foreign God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. He ate the increase of the field. He caused him to suck honey out of the rock, oil out of the flinty rock, butter from the herd, and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs, rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the finest of the wheat. From the blood of the grape you drank wine. But Jezreel, you grew fat and kicked. You've grown fat, you've grown thick, you have become sleek. Then he abandoned God who made him and rejected the rock of his salvation. They moved him to jealousy with strange gods. They provoked him to anger with abominations. They sacrificed to demons, not God, to gods that they didn't know, to new gods that came up recently, which your fathers didn't dread. On the rock who became your father, you are unmindful and have forgotten God who gave you birth. The Lord saw and abhorred. Because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters, he said, "I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a very perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger that burns to the lowest Sheol, devours the earth with its increase, and sets the foundation of the mountains on fire. I will heap evils on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger and devoured with burning heat and bitter destruction. I will send the teeth of animals on them with the venom of vipers that glide in the dust. Outside the sword will bereave, and in the rooms terror on both young man and virgin, the nursing infant with gray-haired man. I said that I would scatter them afar. I would make their memory to cease from amongst them. Were it not that I feared the provocation of the enemy, lest their adversaries should judge wrongly, lest they should say, 'Our hand is exalted, the Lord has not done all this.' For they are a nation void of counsel. There is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? And then unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had delivered them up, For their rock is not as our rock, even as our enemies themselves concede. For their vine is the vine of Sodom, of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are poison grapes. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, the cruel venom of asps. Isn't this laid up in store with me, sealed up against my amongst my treasures? Vengeance is mine, and recompense at the time when their foot slides, for the day of their calamity is at hand. Their doom rushes at them. For the Lord will judge his people and have compassion on his servants. When he sees that their power is gone, that there is no one remaining, shut up or left at large, he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, which ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I myself am he. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and declare, as I live forever, if I sharpen my glittering sword, my hand grasps in it in judgment. I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood. My sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the head of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his adversaries and will make atonement for his land and for his people. Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses finished reciting all these words to Israel. He said to them, set your heart to all the words which I testify to you today, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. The Lord spoke to Moses that same day, saying, go up into the mountain of Abiram, of Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is across from Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession. Die on the mountain where you go up and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people, because you trespassed against me amongst the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because you didn't uphold my holiness amongst the children of Israel. For you shall see the land from a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I give the children of Israel. Well, that's our reading today. Some things to think about for the day. Considering Moses' prediction of Israel's future disobedience, it's kind of sad when you think about it. How do the permanence of God's word and the necessity of obedience resonate with you personally? And we read the Song of Moses there. And as you read the Song of Moses, as you think about it, what aspects of God's character in that song stand out to you? And how do they affect your understanding of his relationship with his people? And if you would like to take things a little further today, do some more study, here's an idea for that. Moses emphasized the significance of remembering God's laws and deeds to the Israelites and reflect on ways to incorporate remembrance. Scripture memorization like we do weekly might be one way, but what are some other ways you might be able to incorporate remembrance into your personal and church life? Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and his word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep